Of All Things, February Fact Finder, 2nd of February, 1833. The Prophet Joseph Smith finished translating the New Testament. 8th of February, 2004. The Boy Scouts of America organization turns 94. 14th of February, 1853. President Brigham Young broke ground for the Salt Lake Temple, and President Heber C. Kimball, first counselor in the first presidency, dedicated the site. Excavation began that day. 18th of February, 1979. In Nauvoo, Illinois, President Ezra Taft Benson organized the church's 1,000th stake. 29th February, 2000, the church printed the 100th millionth copy of the Book of Mormon. Check us out online. Did you know that you can read the New Era online at www.lds.org? You can access all the New Eras ever printed, even the one you're hearing right now. At the church's website, just click on Gospel Library. And while you're there, you can also subscribe to any church magazine or to the church news. Church magazines are great gifts for your friends or your family, so check us out online. Leadership tip: when our desire to receive instruction is a greater force than our comfort in remaining as we are, we become teachable, says Elder Robert R. Stewart of the 70. Ensign, May 2002, page 31. Great leaders always strive to become better by learning new things and following the counsel of their church leaders. Who am I? Book of Mormon Hero. Read about my life and try to figure out who I am, and then discover more about me from the scripture references below. 1 Nephi chapter 1, verses 5 through 20. 1 Nephi chapter 2, verse 5. Chapter 16, verse 7, chapter 18, verse 7, and verses 17 through 18, 2 Nephi, chapter 2, verses 1, 4, and 11, 2 Nephi, chapter 4, verse 12, chapter 5, verse 6, 2 Nephi, chapter 26, 2 Nephi, chapter 6 through 10, 2 Nephi, chapter 11, verse 3, and Jacob, chapters 1 through 7. 1. My father was a prophet of God. 2. I came from a large family. 3. I was born in the wilderness. 4. Growing up, I played with the children of a man named Zoram. 5. When I was very young, my mother and father almost died. 6. Some of my older brothers often picked on me. 7. In a father's blessing, I was taught that there is an opposition in all things. 8. My father died when I was in my mid-teen years. 9. I became a priest and teacher to my people in my 20s. 10. The Book of Mormon contains 4 of my sermons. 11. I wrote more of the Book of Mormon than all but 3 of its authors. 12. I wrote the longest chapter in the Book of Mormon. 13. During a sermon, I once took off my coat and dramatically shook it before my people. 14. Near the end of my life, a wicked man challenged me to show him a sign from God. The power of God struck him down, and he died a few days later. 15. During my life, I saw my Redeemer. I also saw angels, and they ministered unto me. 16. The last word I wrote in my book was translated as adieu, a French word that means, I will see you again when we meet before God. Answer: Jacob, son of Lehi. End of the section of All Things.